welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I am so pleased and privileged to be able to share God's Word again with you this week. The last several weeks, we've been in a series entitled Afflictions in the Life of a Christian. And we've been looking at many different aspects of afflictions, why they occur, how we are to respond. And today I'd like to start another avenue, if you will, in this general subject. And as I said, As I was working on this message, I sat down with just a Bible and a concordance and literally looked up scriptures to see how it all fit together in a particular theme. And so while I'm sharing a lot of scriptures, it should validate and verify the truth of what God is attempting to reveal to us, communicate to us, because these are hard times we're living in. But Paul, he said, there was going to be perilous times. In the end times, there will be perilous times. And we know the world is getting darker, but with that, the darker the world gets, the lighter the light of Christ in God's people will shine. And so before we begin, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have given us wisdom and revelation and understanding as we continue to press our way in and seek relationship with you. And as you open your word, Father, we ask for a continual opening up of the Word of God to our hearts so we can see things we may have read many times before, but never saw a particular insight that you would give us. So, Father, this is the job of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we pray you will release him to do this work in the hearts and minds of your people, Lord, that we can be that church without spot, stain, or wrinkle, ready to receive you when you come. Thank you, Lord, for all those who preach the truth of God's word. And bless us now. Anoint us that we can not only deliver the word, that I can deliver it, but Lord, that there will be reception and we will see application and pertinence to our own personal lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Solomon made an observation in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 1, and he said, "So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter, and on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter." Beloved, in the world, consolation is sought in vain. There's the spirit of the world. Satan still rules the spirit of the world. Jesus has defeated them, and Satan and his cohorts. And we know that a time is coming when Jesus returns that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. And there will be that utopia man has ever dreamed of and could never achieve, because the king needs to be in residence. Praise God. In Psalm 69 and 20, these are the words of David, and he's such a beautiful picture of a man whose heart was after God, not only in terms of God's dealings with him in terms of his seeking after the Lord, but also a heart that is fashioned after the Lord God Almighty. And that's what God is doing through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are His children. We've been birthed into the kingdom if we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But then begins a work that will not be completed until the time we take our last breath, where we are being conformed daily into the image of Jesus Christ. There was no sin in Jesus. And yet in our carnality, in our human flesh, we can never say that we've reached a place that we're not sinning. But the point is, our heart attitude is one that we are seeking after the righteousness of God. We have that righteousness imputed to us at this point in time. But still, as Paul complained, he said, "Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? The things I don't want to do, I do. The things I want to do, I don't do." And as Jesus said to his disciples, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so David said in Psalm 69 and 20, "Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness." Some of you might feel like that as you're listening to the broadcast. "And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none." Beloved, aren't you glad we have the Lord? If we look around to people that are not spiritually alive, if we look to the world, there is no consolation, none that is lasting. It's all deception. And then in 1 Thessalonians 3:3, let me just share that with you. Well, let's see. It goes back. Paul is talking that he sent Timothy to minister to the church at Thessalonica. And he says, "For the purpose of to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith." And this is the verse, "that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know," in other words, you know, "that we are appointed thereunto." Now, that may not be a very exciting scripture to get to praise God, but that's why I wanted to share the Word and what God gave to me as I spent time in His Word, that afflictions can actually be blessings in disguise. And we're going to be sharing scripture to substantiate that claim. Sometimes we certainly don't feel like it when we're in the midst of affliction. But first of all, it's important to understand that even though 1 Thessalonians 3:3 says that saints are appointed unto affliction, the important difference for us as children of God, as opposed to those who don't know the Lord, who are unsaved, that our consolation, our comfort, comes from the Lord. And when you're severely embattled, when you're in a time of crisis and affliction, nothing is more important than to feel the Lord's presence and His comfort. Aren't you glad we have the Lord? So let's look what the Word has to say about that very fact, that our comfort comes from the Lord. First of all, it is promised in the Word. And we know our God cannot lie. He changes not. He's not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. And so our comfort, our consolation is promised in the Word. Isaiah 51:3 says, "For the Lord shall comfort Zion." And that doesn't refer just to Israel, it refers to Zion, Gentiles and Jews, made in of one family, of one bloodline, if you will, that of the Lord Jesus Christ. "For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody." And then a little further in that book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 13, the prophet says, in the name of the Lord, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. There's no ambiguity about that. So our comfort is promised in the Word by the faithfulness of God, and it's abundant. Psalm 71 and 21 says, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Hallelujah. And of course, that comfort is everlasting. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 16 says, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us, beloved, that's you, brother and sister, everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. And also, it's certainly a cause for praise. Hallelujah. Isaiah 12 and 1 says, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou was angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. We talked about the chastening of the Lord in this series, and sometimes God's allowed, he doesn't, you know, willingly afflict the sons of men, but he wants us to choose the right path, the right things, so that we can be truly happy, joyful, and fulfilled. And Isaiah 49 and 13 says, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. Praise God. Well, beloved, with that scripture, we will bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll go on tomorrow in terms of what we should do. Well, if we are in affliction, what do we pray for? And again, I'll have scripture to confirm everything I say. I thank you so much for joining me today. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your prayer support, and also for those who are moved by the Holy Spirit to help financially. It's only because of the faithfulness of God and his people we're able to stay on this station. I love you, and I want you to know I pray for you every day. I invite you to write if you're in a place of battle and spiritual warfare, and I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to being here tomorrow at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.